David, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
I'll figure it out, I swear to God. We have a ton of EVPs, like we said. Now, were these all recorded in one place? It looks like these were recorded in a couple of different areas. Am I correct?
Yeah, these are two different places. It's residential, that, you know, a house that we did the other day, and also the Blue Jackmer house. And I think last time I was on the show, I played some EVPs from there. But that place is always great.
Okay. Well, let me see here. I have the list right now. I'm just trying to figure the list out a little bit. Like we were talking about on the break, David, I think a couple of the file names got weirded up or something like that in transition, so.
I think they're all listed as, like, Irwin. The Irwin one's the residential.
Yeah.
And then Ballista is the
Jackson. Well, do you just want to get right into it? Do we want to just start doing these? There's a lot to do here.
Sure, I know. I gave you, like, 7 EVPs.
Yeah.
Well, first, I want to know what you've been doing in general. Since we last talked, I know you guys are busy. Tell us who you've been working with and what you've been doing, and what have you been finding since the last time we talked?
Well, lately, I don't know. I mean, I really love getting EVPs. I think EVPs are, you know, some of the best stuff that we can get as investigators, just because the photos can always be, you know, just misses other stuff, or you know, same with the video sometimes. And you know, obviously, we don't have the money for a thermal, you know, stuff. So thermal cam, so. EVPs is kind of our priority, I guess, as a team. And so we work really hard doing that. And then I know I was talking to you guys, you know, by email about, we did a possession case earlier this year, about February, March, and that was kind of a different thing for us. But a lot of residential investigations, and as always, we always do the Ballista Axe murder house. So.
You've been around, obviously.
Yeah, well, we just get a lot of emails from a lot of, maybe there's a lot of haunted houses here in Nebraska and Iowa, but I don't know. I mean, just a lot of people want us to come over and check their place out, and
well, that's good. I mean, if that means there's an interest, obviously. There's obviously things that people think are going on, and it's good to hear that people are actually calling you guys to come check it out. I mean, that's a really great thing. I know a lot of people are scared to contact people about this stuff.
I think the residences are some of the better hauntings too. I mean, when you get the, you know, everyone in the whole house telling you that the place is haunted, and they're hearing stuff and seeing apparitions and whatnot, you know, it's active, and I find it more interesting than going to, you know, like we do the jails and we do the, you know, the older buildings, the historic buildings, and sometimes, I mean, you never know if you're going to find something there, but you know, in these residences, more stuff kind of pops out at you.
Okay. Well, why don't we? Do you want to hit these up? Yeah. Why don't we do that? The first one I have here on the list, David. I'm just going to call it Cat. Okay.
It's kind of a silly one. This is. Do you want me to explain it or?
Why don't we play it first and then we'll explain it?
Okay.
Is that cool? All right.
Yeah.
Let's give this one a listen.
Do you have anything to tell Sam? It's a cat. Do you have a message for Sam? What is that noise?
It's a cat.
Why are you answering right after me?
That was interesting. Why don't we give that one more listen?
Do you have anything to tell Sam? It's a cat. Do you have a message for Sam? What is that noise?
It's a cat.
Why are you answering right after me?
All right, David, it appears that you guys were actually hearing this sound while you were recording it. Am I correct?
Yeah. That's the one funny clip I added in there. We were doing like an EVP session in the master bedroom of this Irwin, Iowa residence, and we hadn't heard the cats making any sound all night, and then this one cat answers me after every single question I was asking. So it was just kind of funny.
So that was the cat. I mean, you guys say that.
Yeah, it was definitely the cat.
That is way too funny, though.
Well, it's always good to start with a joke.
That is absolutely our luck as well.
Yeah.
but of course, it was timing it very well as well, you know.
Well,
do you have
anything
to say to us?
Meow. That in itself is kind of weird. I mean, well, I guess cats. I mean, if you know a cat and they're comfortable with you, they do meow at you and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're so unpredictable.
Well, yeah,
this is very predictable. You ask a question,
hey, that cat should work for commercials, you know.
Yeah.
The next file we have on the list here is child. I'm going to play this, all right? And I want to hear more about this afterwards. David.
Okay, so that's...
Well, let me explain first. First, what I do on all these files, I've got the original audio, and then I go back and I loop, you know, three times a noise reduction version, so, you know, so you can hear stuff better.
Right, so first was the original, and I heard that, and then three repetitions of the cleaned-up version.
Yeah, and that's, so that'll be like all of them. But this was, this one was an audio recorder we left alone in a second floor, the master bedroom, and, there was no children in the house, and you can hear. I mean, it sounds like a child saying, "Stop! What are you doing?" But you know, it could be anything. But definitely, I mean, it could be saying anything. But there were no children there, so.
Well, let's cue
the children one just to.
Yeah.
Let's now it is not.
Let's cue it up one more time and listen to it.
I think it's actually clearer, or I mean, it's very clear in the noise reduction version, but it also digitizes it. So I get more out of the original clip, and although that's going to be very hard to hear on the compressed, you know, the stream out to the internet, but it's definitely something in there. Is it a voice though? Why do you think that's a voice?
I don't know. It sounds like a child to me, and. I don't know everybody else in our group, but I mean, it's, you know, everything could be debated. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the one thing I wanted...
It was by itself, and nobody was in the room, so...
Right. Interesting.
I want to point out, though, I love the way you do these, though. This is the way I think it should be done in just about every case, because, I mean, and I'm not knocking, we've had a lot of people on the show that bring their EVPs on, and they want us to play them, but sometimes it's kind of hard, especially when you're coming through on a stream like we do live, and then for the little bit downloads and whatnot, like Doug said, sometimes these people give us, like, these two-second clips or these one-second clips, and it's, like, it's really hard. I mean, you got to play, like, four or five times. What you're doing here is, along with, obviously... the original capture, you're analyzing it, and you're showing the stuff that you've analyzed, too, but it's a nice long clip, so you can give it a good listen a few times and kind of get a feel for what may be happening there. So good work on that, Dave.
I love the format.
My background is I used to be I used to own a recording studio, so I do, you know, I mean, I'm way into the audio, and I love hearing, like, I mean, obviously you're going to hear, like, the, you know, the noise reduction algorithm when you mess with it, getting rid of the hiss and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love hearing how it sounds that way, and then I also love hearing the original file that, you know, a lot of times you go on websites and you can't see the original file, so you can't make your own, you know, idea of what was going on, so.
Well, I too, like, whenever we do record something that's questionable or whatever, I like to keep it as pure as possible, as original as possible. Look at you, Doug, doing all the smart stuff there. Thank you. I'm just trying to figure out what we're trying to...
One other thing I should say about this house, I guess, because I didn't really explain what was going on in this house. We got called in because they, the whole family, and not only the family that's presently living there, but prior families that have lived there from the town came to me and were telling me about apparitions that they'd seen of soldiers, of... children throughout years in this house, and it used to be a hospital or kind of like a wellness center in the town back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and then it got turned into a house. So that's the brief history of this place.
David, are there high tension wires around there? Like, you know, is there any electrical abnormalities visible, like, as you're coming up to the house, or...
No, I mean, you've got, you know, it's your average residential area in a small town in Iowa. There's nothing, it's not... there isn't a Velisca actually in our house. Right next to it, they've put a whole, like, a little power station by there, which I think makes everything amplify in that house. But, no, I mean, one thing I do find in a lot of these houses is that there's a body of water usually close to them, and this one, I think there's a stream or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That's exactly what I was looking for, was something unique, something that makes it, you know, a reason for extended activity, and obviously, you know, water, you know, the substance of life and that kind of thing, and then of course the minerals and stuff that would be in the stream can help. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested.
It was raining that night too, which usually helps in investigations. I found is, you know, you get more UVPs and stuff when it is raining.
Mm. Interesting. Mm. We'll give that a try too. That's a good tip, Dave.
Very good. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, the water. I mean, the water thing. I think, you know, I guess water is a conductor of energy, of you know, energy, electricity, whatnot. But it just seems that when things rain, it just is always better. I found.
So. Oh, okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, we should have got all kinds of stuff in Gettysburg the last time we were there. Because we sat in a rainstorm all night.
But hey, maybe we weren't going at it with the right.
Yeah, we didn't have the right tools or something.
The right, you know,
definitely not good for outdoors, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, outdoors is pretty tough.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But.
Speaking of soldiers, the next file has
very good
the word soldier in it. So
yeah,
that's the only identification I can give you for that. So let's play that one
all right.
And see what happens with that.
The soldier guy that Sammy has seen many times, are you here tonight?
Interesting. There's a long delay between the question and the answer, and then of course you clipped out just the answer the three times. I want to play it again because I, you know, again the stream is, you know, going to be low quality. So let me play that again one more time, David, and then we'll talk about that because that's very intriguing.
The soldier guy that Sammy has seen many times. Are you here tonight?
Okay, that sounded to me in the original, and you know, it's digitized in the cleaned up version, so it sounds more like a musical thing. But
more echoey.
But in the original, it sounds like somebody very roughly, you know, very throaty, very breathy, saying yes. That's what it sounds like.
We definitely didn't hear that in the room.
And you didn't hear that in the room?
No. None of these did we hear except for the cat. But,
it's so clear.
This one was recorded in the oldest daughter's bedroom, and we had a mini EVP session in there, and the homeowner was asking, you know, her daughter had seen a soldier, well, she was on the computer, turned around, saw something staring at her, turned around and saw this soldier in like World War II. I mean, I have no idea why a soldier would be in there, because I don't know what the history of the town is with soldiers being there, probably none.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a soldier staring at her and then disappeared, you know, it was just briefly. She saw it head on. And so the mom is asking, you know, if the soldier guy that her daughter Sammy has seen there, if it was there tonight, and then you hear that yes or whatever it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys hear? Do you hear yes? When you play that, what does it sound like he's saying to you,
David?
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
I hear yes, but I mean, I've heard other people say, you know, because they can't tell what he's saying. It's definitely one word, but
right. It's a monosyllable.
That's the thing with the EVPs, is, you know, I mean, it's so. I guess everybody hears something different. I mean, I definitely hear different things than other people on my team do, but I just like getting the voice, you know.
Oh yeah.
There's definitely something out there, whether. No matter what it's saying, you definitely hear a child, or there's, you know, something is responding. Which to me is, I guess, the more important thing.
Oh yeah.
When you're doing your EVP sessions, do you guys take turns asking the questions?
Yeah, we kind of actually go around clockwise, and I even have the homeowners ask questions as well if they want to. And then if somebody doesn't want to, you know, ask a question, they can pass the next guy next to them, and they can start asking questions. Some of, you know, I mean, it's not, especially for the homeowners, they're not used to talking to, you know, blank space, so it makes me feel a little weird. So sometimes they want to ask questions, so they'll pass it on to Will.
Seems to have worked in this case.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. The next one is what?
It's another file that I guess you guys interpreted as a child again, David? It's from Irwin.
Now we're going to Villisca.
Yeah, this Villisca, yeah, okay.
Definitely children in the Villisca house. We've been doing this house for 3 years now, and And, yeah, a lot of children's sounds. And what's weird is we definitely don't take children with us, and definitely not in the ballista.
Mm-hmm.
This house has no electricity running through it. We have to actually bring in, you know, power from the outside, and power the video cameras. And this is a house where back in 1912, 1917, something around there, 1920, I don't know. But everyone was, the whole family and two other girls who were staying down there were killed by an axe murderer, and they never solved the crime. And,
wow,
okay.
Tons of children's voices between 12:30 and 2:30 in the South. And we also get a door that opens and closes on its own, but that's a whole different story. But
wow.
Wow.
Great house. Let's listen to this and see what we get.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I have to hear that one
more
time.
Yeah, I want to hear that again.
So, incredibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible, David. We want to hear that one more time.
Listen to it one more time.
Okay.
Well, there's definitely something there.
I
can't make it out.
First word, but I think I hear at you or something you.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, at the very end. That's
incredible.
What's
interesting about this place is that the kids, we've been getting the same voices for 3 years, and these kids always seem, this is what we believe to be, well, the sensitive in the group believe to be Paul, the youngest, one of the youngest kids that died there.
Mm-hmm.
And, he has, like, this accent that's kind of like this country farm boy type accent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of twangy and whatnot. But we get him a lot, and we have all different types of people, you know, who come to the house. You know, different versions of the group come in there, and we always get the same voices, which is it's just on different recorders and, you know, condenser mics, you know, W10s, you know, different Olympus recorders.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, we still get these same voices, and it just amazed me.
That really sticks out, too. That's loud. That really came out. I mean, as soon as we listened to that file, both Doug and our ears just like went pink. They popped right up on that one. The next
you don't hear it when you're there. This was actually, I think this was in the kitchen or something, and it was upstairs in the kids' room, but nobody was in the room. I think people were walking around in the room next to it. But the voices of these children are so loud. I mean, you would think it was like Class A. It's so, it jumps right at you, but you can't tell what it's saying, so you know, I kind of think it's a classy in that sense. But the voices are just pop right into the tape so loud, you know?
That was really loud. The next one we have on the list here is called Pantry. I can't wait to hear this. Let's give this one a listen. It's like a moan or something.
Yeah, you hear like a child in the beginning saying something briefly, and then like a moan or something. A totally different voice. And this was there was something like, once again, this was in a by itself in a room, nobody in there, in the pantry off the kitchen, and people were in an adjacent room, but nobody was in that room.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Yes, please. I want to ask about the properties of sound real quick, because, you know, recording engineer, you're going to be a lot more familiar with that than I am, right? If somebody were in the next room over, first of all, I want to know, do you guys talk in normal tones of voice when you do that, when you're walking around with recorders in the house? And then also, because I don't think you should, you know, people should be whispering when doing
EVP. Oh, yeah.
But also, how would a voice bounce, or could a voice even make its way into the next room over without somebody specifically, you know, booming or adding volume to their voice specifically to reach the next room. Is it possible for sound to stray through a house? I mean, I want to know this just because I want to know what I should do also on ghost hunts.
I mean, I guess I could have with the reverberation and stuff like that, but I think this was in a room by itself. You can hear the people kind of walking around another room,
mm-hmm.
but the voice seems to be coming from that room itself. And, I mean, in this case, it sounds like it has to have been coming from that room. I mean, if you know the layout of the house, it's really small. I mean, it's an old house, small rooms, you know, totally square, and the sound seems to be emanating from that room. Mm-hmm. Now, with investigators, definitely, I hate it when people, when they whisper, you know, and when I go through the case, somebody whispers, I'll say whisper, or
apologize,
well, just because you never know if that can be interpreted as an EVP later on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't like it when people are walking around with their recorders, because sometimes, you know, you get those straight sounds that may end up sounding like an EVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially like when you're walking through a cemetery, let's say, and then you hear click, clock, and then, you know, it sounds like, you know, somebody walking around sounds like a voice, but...
Yeah. Well, I think
all these recorders have been laying down on a table, or they're on a chair, or something, and they've all just been sitting there.
I think the most foolproof method really is just to shut up. Nobody says a word. Just be quiet.
But see,
hard though, you know. I mean, you get those 2 o'clock chillies, and you know. Yeah. I mean, did I answer your question at all?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm happy to hear that. So, all right. What's the? We're so.
We got time. Yeah, we got time for one more. I think.
One out of two. Oh man.
I know. This is from Basila, Beliska again, and this one's called Crystal. Let's give this one a listen.
Are you the one moving the crystal? Keep moving the crystal if you can.
Well, I think I'm as interested in the EV. I'm interested in the EVP, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more interested in the moving of the crystal part.
Yeah. what happened there, Dave?
The crystal that they have hanging in the house, it's like a part of the house. I mean, it's just been there the whole time. He's the owner, has the place. And it's a little crystal on a little quartz crystal on a pendulum that's just kind of it's just in the blue room, this room where the two visitors were staying, the two girls. And they were killed there, and every now and then it'll just be moving back and forth, and there's no air conditioning in there and whatnot, so, you know. But anyhow, our investigator John there had seen the crystal moving and then asked the question, and then that's that voice.
Wow.
Okay. That's really
weird. I think both things are equally interesting, you know, moving the crystal and the EVP itself.
We're so out of time. Oh,
David, this is
so bummed.
Fascinating.
Wow, man. Thanks for bringing all this stuff. I know. You brought a whole... I mean, this was some bulk here. I mean, thank you for bringing all this and letting us hear it. It was really cool.
What excellent work, David.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a fantastic job out there.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Definitely
with Bonnie.
Thanks, guys. I'll come back on again.
Yeah, hang on the line for a second, okay? We're just going to go to break here. All right? This is Ghostly Dog, guys. Guess who's coming up next?
I can't wait.
This is coming up next, man. It is our pleasure and our honor, per usual, to have Mr. John Zappas come on here in the next segment. So sit tight, get your drink or whatever it is, do your bathroom break. We'll be right back.
And don't forget, doyouseedeadpeople.org.
We'll
doyouseedeadpeople.org. Thanks, David. Coming up next, John Zappas.